أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما حس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله، آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam explained his mission, that he has come and he testifies to the truthfulness of the Torah, the kitab that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Old Testament, and also that few things that were made haram on the Bani Israel because of the evil doings and sins, he will be now making it halal by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And he warned them and told them, fear Allah Ta'ala, obey me, and make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. This is the straight path. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was made the Nabi of Allah, and now he started his mission and calling the people towards Allah, what he had been sent for and what the glad tidings were given to him. When he started this, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ پھر جب معلوم کیا عیسیٰ نے بنی اسرائیل کا کفر. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam started his mission, he made out clearly that the Bani Israel, the Jews, are opposed to him. And they are not accepting his message. And not only that, they have now planned fully to kill him, to assassinate him. That they had made the full plans. They made their plans and Allah made his plans. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They planned and Allah planned. And Allah's planning is the best of all planning. Allah Ta'ala lifted Isa alayhi salam from amongst them. And the number of people who came to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever the numbers were, if for example they were six, then Allah made one of them look like Isa alayhi salam. And they killed him in the place of Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, Allah lifted him up bodily to the heavens where he is living till today in that same form. And they fell in a big confusion that we came six, where is the sixth person now? Why are we only five? What happened to the other one? Till today they are in that confusion. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala had taken him away. So they made their plan and Allah made his plan. قَالَ مَنْ أَنصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. بولا کون ہے میرے مددگار اللہ کے راہ میں. عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام asked his close people who are known as the حواریین, as the companions, the close people of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are known as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. His close companions were known as the Hawariyin. So he addressed them and he asked them, Man Ansari ila Allah? Kaun hai ke meri madad kare Allah ke raah mein? Who will be that will support me, that will protect me and help me in my mission, in spreading my mission? Who will defend me and protect me when they have made their very, very sinister and evil plots of killing me, assassinating me? قال الحواريون نحن انصار الله. کہا حواریوں نے ہم ہیں مدد کرنے والے اللہ کے. The Hawariyin, his close companions, who were very loyal and sincere to him, just like the Sahaba were to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhum, they immediately said, نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. We are the helpers of Allah, the deen of Allah. We have seen you are the true Nabi of Allah. You have shown your miracles and we are completely convinced that you are the true Nabi of Allah. Your teachings are wonderful, perfect teachings of Tawheed, of worship of Allah, of having taqwa, etc. We are fully with you and we will be with you. آمنا بالله. ہم یقین لائے اللہ پر. We have brought iman on Allah. And we are very grateful to you that you have taught us the true and correct iman. And because after Musa alayhi salam, lot of deterioration came in the Bani Israel. They moved away, they changed their Torah also. They sold the deen of Allah for dunya's benefit. That was the condition of the ulama and the pious people, the mashayikh. They changed the deen. Isa alayhi salam came with the true, pure deen of Allah Ta'ala. So they say, we are very, very fortunate and very blessed that now through you we have been blessed with this pure deen. And we believe fully in Allah Ta'ala. Washhad bi anna muslimun. Or to re kawa ke ham hukam abu hamne hukam qabool kya. And you be our witness that we have submitted to Allah. That we are Muslimin. That we also, the commands of Allah, we accept them fully. The deen of Allah from Adam alayhi salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been one deen, the deen of Islam. Here also, as they say, bi'anna muslimun, that we are Muslims. We have surrendered to the command of Allah. We accept the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, today, our own people, our learned people say that we must follow the Abrahamic accord. Whereas even Ibrahim alayhi salam said that we are Muslims and we surrender to Allah. Every Nabi said the same thing. We are all Muslims. But they were not called Muslims. Muslim title was exclusively kept for this ummah. That Allah Ta'ala kept our name, وَسَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, that your name has been kept as Muslims, and we should appreciate this, to be a Muslim, to the name that we surrender to Allah, is a very great name, which Allah, a title which Allah has given us. So they also said that we have totally surrendered. We believe in Allah as the one Allah, that you are His Nabi, and your teachings are 100% correct. Further now, they turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that is the way of a believer, which we should also learn. That when we believe, then make dua to Allah and ask the help of Allah Ta'ala. Because on our own, we can't remain firm and steadfast. It is only by the help of Allah Ta'ala. So after they had declared this, we are here, we support you fully, we will protect you. Then they turned to Allah and said, Rabbana, amanna bima anzalta. Ey Rabb, humne yaqeen kiya us cheez ka, jo tu ne utari. Oh Allah, we have brought iman on that which you have revealed. What you sent to Isa alayhi salam to, and what you have taught him, and what he has taught us, we have brought full iman on that. وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ اور ہم تابع ہوئے رسول کے. And we follow the رسول عیسیٰ علیہ السلام. What he tells us, we have full conviction, yaqeen, and we believe in him fully. فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, so تو لکھ لے ہم کو ماننے والوں میں. So you bear witness and register as those people, what those people who have believed. You put, so to say, you register us also as believers. We have submitted to you, and you please accept us as your believers. So they turn to Allah Ta'ala, and they ask the help of Allah Ta'ala to be firm on this iman. When we also have brought iman, we make dua that Ya Allah, keep me on this iman till my mort. And in these days, that is even more important, because we see good people are also flipping, and they are turning a different leaf, and they're going against the teachings of Quran and Hadith. So we don't know what our condition is. And at the time of maut, Shaitan makes his utmost effort to rob a person of his iman. We have to continuously make dua, Ya Allah, till maut comes, let me remain firm with iman. When great people like Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, a great mufassir of the Quran, Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, and many others which have till the last moment, how Shaitan made effort to rob them of their iman. The only way we can be saved is by the help of Allah. Never ever think that with my ibadat, with my knowledge, what I can, I would save myself from shaitan. We need the help of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is what is taught to us also. The Hawariyin, who were so close to Isa al-Islam, who were so loyal to him, but they also turned to Allah for help. So we must never ever think that we are strong enough and we can go it all alone. No, we need the help of Allah. Without the help of Allah, we can never be saved. We must always beg Allah Ta'ala. Never we have pride of our present condition, that now we have got iman, we are making ibadat, everything. We don't know when we can change also. Shaitan is making effort on all of us all the time. It is only Allah's protection that we still come for fajr. We have still got iman. It's only the protection and the kindness of Allah. And that we must beg for all the time. May Allah let us learn these lessons and follow accordingly. And most important, may Allah in His kindness protect our iman, our families, our children, our progeny till Qiyamah, that we remain firm on iman. And when we die with iman kamil, with the full forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, and we die in His pleasure.